Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
It's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with Joe Barker, a great futurist, and someone who does the best job of anybody I know in connecting the dots and helping people understand the implications of what they see in front of them. The author of my favorite book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, JoeBarker.com. Also, StartThrower.com, right, Joe?
Yeah, that's my video distributors.
And see the films there that he's created. Also an outstanding filmmaker. Joel, I grew up on a farm. And I know a little bit about one of the byproducts of farming.
Yep.
And that's on your radar screen today, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And it's crazy, but I consider this one of the most important things I've run into in the last couple of months. Okay? And here's why. In America, we generate 43 billion gallons of swine manure. Now, just think about 43 billion
Joe, we get it. We're thinking about it. Okay.
Okay. And so the question has been, it's always been a noxious byproduct. What do you do with it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can give congratulations to North Carolina AT State University because they have taken pig manure and reprocessed it economically to make it a binder for asphalt.
Wow.
And it really, really works.
How does it do on a really hot, dry day? What do you think?
Here's what's it, because that's one of the first questions everybody asks. Does that mean the roads will stink when the day is hot? And it turns out as part of their taking out of the key chemicals from the swine poop, they take out the smell as well. So there is no leftover smell.
Huh.
It takes a farming pollutant. Now, see, think about farmers, okay?
Yeah.
They used to just produce food and then this stuff. Now they get wind generation on their land. They get fracking on their land. And now this is a really big deal. All of a sudden, their swine manure has value.
Well, you know, we used to joke about pig farmers, which I was one once upon a time, not to a great scale, but we had 50, 60 head of hogs over the years, and that I was responsible for, by the way. But we used to say that we saved everything but the squeal. Now they really are saving everything.
That's right, they are. And the thing that's cool about it is there are pig farms all over the country.
Yeah.
So it's not centralized. So it can be localized. It gives farmers this new product. It also, by the way, there's a dry product that comes out as well, which is good for fertilizer. So
yeah.
This is a win-win-win for everyone. And the point the article that I'm quoting from makes is the Chinese produce 10 times more than we do.
Yeah.
So the Chinese can use this to basically put down.
And if somebody
roads.
Can figure out a way to use it in asphalt, you know what I think they'll find out next? It could be a component to bind concrete, to bind concrete blocks.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
How about that?
So, but this is paradigm stuff. Who would have thought to take pig manure and turn it into a road base, a road binder. So congratulations to the researchers at that university.
Did they say anything about where the idea came from?
No, and that would be fun to, I mean, it's almost worth me calling them an interview.
I know, I want to know. All right, how did you start? You said in the computer it was because the Russians didn't have enough money What was it? Was it the computer? Which one was it?
For a supercomputer.
Yeah, the supercomputer. They didn't have enough money, so they looked around.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder. Maybe somebody said, "What are we going to do with all this manure?"
Yeah. Well, they've been asking that a long time.
A long time.
I want to make one more point, which I always make with you, Jim. It was government funding that these guys used to do their work.
Yeah.
It wasn't a private deal.
Yep.
And so now it will become a private deal.
Technology transfer at its best.
You got it.
No, you and I are absolutely on the same page on that one. That's something I think is very important. And I'll tell you, if we can, you know, Joel, the opportunity that's lost in America because we're not we don't have enough people talking to each other.
Yep.
The opportunity that's lost would probably boggle the mind.
Yep. Well, all you have to think is how many different things are out there that if you combine them, that's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
Taking pig poop, excuse me, and putting it as a road binder.
Mm-hmm.
That's innovation at the verge.
But one of the things would be a big shift would be for businesses to start being able to believe that the government is not out to get them, not their enemy. If we can,
right.
We can turn that thing around. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check out the website, joebarker.com, if you want to see what Joe's working on these days, what he's thinking about. You'll get smarter when you do, I promise, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.